Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Buffalo Happy Hour. Mike, what's going on, dude?
Oh, I don't know, man. Just doing a bunch of things, talking about the stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Welcome back for another weekly episode. What are you drinking over there?
What you're drinking? What'd you just pour me? What'd you pour me?
I didn't pour you anything. Your glass was full.
You poured me something. This is still my full glass? Oh, yeah. This is still the single barrel.
Old Forester.
Old Forester. The OF. I got an OF. Did you know that?
I'm drinking... I don't... Wow. Don't spit it out.
Do you know there are guys with OFs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's weird.
Not if you're them.
Do you subscribe?
No. Oh. But think about it, dude. If you were Ryan Reynolds, you know how much money you'd make?
Like, do people still want to see that, though?
Ryan Reynolds nude? Dude, that's like $3 for sure.
Okay. There's... But how long are you staying subscribed?
Me? Not at all, because I'm straight. Others?
That's debatable.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
There's no shame in it. I'm just saying, Mike.
Not this
maybe
month.
He needs to admit it. Admit
not this
it, yeah.
month. Nope. Nope. Can't hide my pride. It's June, baby. June 2024.
Did you change your LinkedIn profile just to make sure?
I actually deleted LinkedIn because it is the most annoying platform in existence.
How many connections did you have?
500 plus because I'm not a loser.
Hell
but
yeah.
Like, I can't. Are you kidding?
Dude, when you're growing up and you're like, I have 124 connections. How do I get to 500? Why is nobody asking me to be my friend?
It's legit.
And then you come into the corporate world and they're like, do you want to buy my product? And then you're at 40,000 connections. And you're like, can somebody please kill me now? Because I am not managing this at all.
It's corporate Facebook and it's for losers. Like, I hate LinkedIn so much. And they have constant notification alerts.
Yeah, it's bad.
Constant.
And then it's like somebody viewed your profile. I'm like, that's weird. Can I see who? And they're like, you got to pay for that. I'm like, well, then why tell me?
And no one's paying.
Yeah.
No one's paying.
There's a lot of people paying because you go to somebody's profile and their profile has that gold little LinkedIn icon. And you're like, you're a virgin that pays for LinkedIn, aren't you?
Who pays for LinkedIn?
Dude, do you know how expensive that is?
That's like paying for OF.
Right? I'd pay for Ryan Reynolds OF before I'd pay for LinkedIn. Where's my phone? Do you know how expensive LinkedIn is?
Look it up.
Dude, I'm telling you, I looked it up once before. It is like $80 a month.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. So you know who creeped on your profile once?
Well, it also like gets you into doing some stuff with like so people can find you on the careers.
Oh, that doesn't sound like New World Order at all.
Right. Tell me about it. It also affects your social credit score. Anyway, LinkedIn Premium is $30 a month. So that's seeing who can view your profile. So if you're really nervous about who's viewing your profile, Jerry from sales in Nebraska, $29 a month. Premium Business is $60 a month. Sales Navigator Core is $100 a month. Sales Navigator Advanced is $150 a month. Recruiter is $170 a month. LinkedIn Recruiter is $835 a month. Dude, that's just insane. There was one time where I actually thought about purchasing it just because I was getting so many notifications of people looking at my profile. And then I'm like, I'm not paying $30 a month just to see who viewed me. I don't care.
Correct. Because you're a normal human being.
Well, even if they did, like if somebody looked at my profile and they were genuinely interested, then they would email me or message me because everything's on there. It's just a weird dynamic. I mean, granted, I don't really go on Facebook at all anymore either. Social media is such a back burner to me. I go on Instagram for reels. That's basically it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll post. So I'm trying to post like professional, normal things. Not like the I'm stuck in traffic for 50 minutes. No one in Buffalo should have a car. Not like that was a recent status of mine, but like I'm trying to get away from that. You know, like
I will say the Facebook histories of statuses you post in 2010 need to be deleted now. There's no way that those things can resurface in today's day and age. Everybody's, dude. Facebook 2010 was the Wild West.
It was amazing. But that's because you could say words then. Yeah, you know, true. Like people get mad now. Specifically, you know, this month specifically. It's fine.
That's fair.
So we're recording this in June because, you know, you got to behave for an entire month. It's not just a day like everything else that matters. All right. Anyways, useless fact.
Okay.
Okay. If you started with 1 cent and you doubled it every single day, it would only take 28 days to become a millionaire.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. The key word there is double.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So it's feasible until you get to like a dollar.
Yeah, then you're like, I don't have $2. My bad. Yes. I had to buy Tim Hortons this morning.
And because who still has $2 bills anymore?
That's fair.
You know, the Federal Reserve stopped printing those. They also stopped printing a lot of things like a newspaper stating that we're going to change interest rates and decrease them. They stopped printing that too. They're just holding on. It's fine. We're not trying to refinance at all. There's no reason to.
Have you seen, since you are with me where you're just always like on reels and stuff like that, have you seen the new trend that's like what your husband's red flag would be or like what her green flag would be? Have you seen that trend at all?
Not enough to reference one. The other thing,
do you know what that stands, what that means,
like
though?
Red flags, yeah.
What do you think would be your like red flag or your green flag?
I mean, my green flag is me, hello. Red flag would probably be I don't know, I'm in intensive therapy every month. You know, that's probably up there. What's yours? I have beard oil. Funny.
No, because I was talking to Gina about this the other day. It just randomly came up in conversation. First of all, let me preface the story. So I was sitting on the couch the other night. I texted you about this. I was sitting on the couch the other night. And just so you all have an understanding of like where I'm at as a person, I'm sitting on the couch. I have disc golf playing on my phone. I have like the actual pro tour coverage. I don't play like disc golf games. It's weird. But I have professional golf on the TV. And I'm talking to myself about both of those. I'm drinking whiskey, so I'm talking about whiskey, and I'm singing all at the same time. I have all this going on. I pause for a second, and my wife's in the kitchen. Harrison Butker loved that. But my wife's in the kitchen, and I turn back at her, and I'm like, am I autistic? Like, am I on the spectrum? Like, genuinely asking her a question, because I don't know what I was doing for the last hour. I was sitting on the couch, singing to myself, watching disc golf, watching golf, drinking whiskey, talking to myself, entertaining myself completely for a full hour. And I look back at her and I'm like, am I autistic? And she goes, oh yeah. I'm like, okay. So like, it's just me now. Like, I'm definitely on the spectrum for sure.
What were you saying about, like, you were singing, but then you stopped to be like, I love whiskey in my belly, blah, blah, blah. Like, what were you saying about whiskey?
Just like, I was just sipping the whiskey and I'm like, you know, I just really love the fact that this tastes so much like I would have a conversation with myself like I was on a podcast.
There's something wrong.
Yeah, it's called the tism, bro. I got nicked, as Shane Gillis would say.
Yeah.
I'm on the spectrum. I have to be. There's no way that I'm not.
There's no way that we're not all. That's why it's a spectrum.
It's a spectrum. Yeah.
So Well, good. I'm glad you recognized that.
So anyway, so my red flag the other day, and this is what I told Gina, because like my mind just like runs. If she says a word that is in a song that I've once heard when I was born, I'll start singing that song. Like, that's just how my mind works. So we got home from the grocery store, and I found what my red flag is. She goes to the grocery store by herself. Again, Harrison Butker approved. So she does that herself because I would murder her if I went with her, because she would want to go down this aisle. She has a whole plan. I want to go down this aisle, find like the chips. I'm a big snack guy. Like, that's my thing, is I'm a big snack guy. And we haven't had snacks in the house for a while. So she came home with the groceries, immediately opened up like six different snacks. So my red flag is I finish all the groceries that Gina just bought that day and nothing lasts for a week. That's my red flag. And I told her about that, and she's like, that's 100% your red flag. It's just because I'm a snack guy, and that's just me.
I have to ask my wife.
My wife.
What mine is.
If you had to get, well, because I just came up with that on mine. Like, oh, what would, dude, you think that your red flag would be?
There's too many to choose from. That's why I need her opinion. Like, a legitimate, what's your legitimate red flag?
What do you think your legitimate green flag is?
Other than me?
Well, that's you is both red flags and green flags.
Correct.
So what would be like your legitimate green flag, do you think?
Probably my cleaning OCD.
Okay. That would make sense. I can see that.
My emotional intelligence.
Okay. Now you're just bragging.
Well, no, but like, oh. I was, again, because of therapy, I've recognized a lot and I've learned a lot. But no, because I was raised by women, yeah. I understand women more so than most men do. Hence why there's, you know, I don't know. I'd rather be a part of like girls' night than, you know, like a seven group like quintuplet date. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a five group.
Whatever it is. Like nine couples yeah. together hanging out. Like, I don't know. Or like be alone, or like be a part of girls' night and hear some tea. You know, like I just always did that.
Yeah.
I also never had a choice. I was home alone, and then all of a sudden a flock of females showed up, and then I was just in girls' night. So I don't know. I'm not opposed to that. I also know way too much about Bare Minerals and foundation and makeup and reality sure. TV, and I don't know.
Like, so you're
gay.
It's Pride, brother. Let's go.
It's Pride Month, baby.
So your green flag is that you're just like feminine.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you're not like,
I know.
If somebody saw you in the street, they wouldn't be like, that's a feminine guy. And then they talk to you and you're like, hey, girl. And you're like, oh, shit. Okay. He is pretty feminine.
I'm like Reacher.
Yeah.
You know, where he's absolutely shredded and ripped. And then you walk into his house and he's just on the couch eating crumble cookies. Like, nothing adds up or makes sense. But that's exactly it. Like, he and I are very, very similar.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a blend of Schmidt and David from Schitt's Creek and New Girl. Like, that's me in a nutshell.
Which is a very interesting thing if you're a listener and you don't know Mike, because also with Mike is he's very structured, which with that demeanor comes off as very masculine. And then you get him unstructured and he goes off the rails and he turns gay. Like, that's just what Mike is.
I'm a lot. I'm a handful. I'm a handful. Not in the right way, you know? Yeah. More of like a, that's cute.
Yeah.
But I'm Irish, so that's what you got. So it's...
So what would you say Colleen's red flag is? This is going to get you divorced, isn't it? Because I know Gina, so I'll start with Gina's.
I don't even know if Colleen has any.
No, shut up. God, no, but like, such a PC answer.
But she's so like...
don't say perfect, because
no,
I'll kill you.
No. Mundane and boring, so I guess that's a red flag. But no, like, think about it. Like, she's unbelievably devoted and dedicated to her profession.
Yeah.
So she works a ridiculous amount. Then she comes home. She's an amazing wife and mom. So then she just wants to spend time with her husband and kid, like, and her dog, right? Like, she's just, and she's a homebody. So she's just,
she doesn't
very,
like, order stuff unnecessarily or anything like that?
No. Like, everything she orders off Amazon. Absolutely. But as soon as you show up and it opens, like, it makes sense. And you're like, I'm not mad about this package. Yeah. and I'm not mad because it ain't my money. So it's just kind of, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not, I guess her, I don't, I, yeah. I mean, I guess her red flag is, I don't, she works a lot, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I honestly have to think about this because she really doesn't have any that just like pop off. Hence why we got married. If they popped off, I'd be like, you know, let's slow down.
It's a red flag for a reason.
Right.
So I'll tell you Gina's red flag. And we've talked about this before, so this isn't a shock to her. Because, like, if you know me, like, this is me in real life. Like, I'll make fun of her relentlessly because that's just who I am as a person.
Yes.
I guess that's either my red flag or my green flag is that, like, everything's a joke to me. So we've talked about this before, but her biggest thing with her is that she feels like she's Gordon Ramsay. So if she's in the kitchen, every utensil gets used. Every measuring cup gets used. If she's baking a recipe and it calls for a quarter cup of this and a half a cup of this, she's not using a quarter cup and doubling it. She's using the quarter cup and the half a cup. And we have dishes for days. Like, I'm doing dishes every day. We're running the dishwasher daily because she is like, okay, I'm going to use this spoon for this. I'm going to use this spoon for this. We had dinner the other night that was, she's a fantastic cook. I'm not degrading that at all. That's a green flag if I was ever to see one. But the red flag is that she has a different spoon for the pasta and the sausage that are in two different pots. They're all going to the same place, sweetheart. Why are we dirtying more dishes? You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's her red flag is we have dishes for days because she's constantly using something for each thing. Like, if it's a tablespoon of this, she'll bring out the tablespoon. If it's a half a tablespoon, she'll go in and grab a half a tablespoon and use that. Like, there's no guesstimates. There's no let's put a pinch in and the relatives will tell me when to stop. There's no salt bay happening with her. It's all each individual thing meant for that.
All right. I got one.
Okay.
Her car is disgusting.
Now these are turning into personal attacks.
It's... She gets it. She understands. Yeah. She knows. I have to... I told her. I have my own detail equipment for my car.
You also...
No.
Went to the car wash before you came here. So that might be your red flag, too.
Oh, my cleaning OCD. Heaven forbid you get into a clean vehicle that smells nice. No, it's not that hers doesn't smell nice. Hers smells like her. But, like, you know, I've also found a banana peel on the door that she just forgot about. I washed the outside of her car once with my own, like, scrubbing pads and detailing equipment, and it was black when I was done. And then I told her, I am never washing your car unless you go to Delta Sonic or another car wash beforehand to get the big stuff off, then I will wash your car. She's like, well, I just washed it. I'm like, no. There's a difference between hand wash and a car wash that's quick. Like, it is. It's just a mm-hmm. huge difference. And I'm like, you literally ruined my stuff. Like, it's black. I'm like, look at this. And she's like, oh, it's really dirty. I'm like, it's disgusting. Like, there's no need for it to be this dirty. So now we're in a different place in life financially. She's got her own membership. So I told her, I'm like, if you don't go once a week, you're losing money. And now she's like terrified. And she's like, all right, we're going to go. And the best thing ever, the closest one in Hamburg is around the corner from her work. So now you have no excuse. Oh, yeah. It's on the way home. You literally pass it. You straight up pass it on the way home once a week. Make that detour. Takes 3 seconds. Break the law, make the left out of it because no one cares. Like, it's right only. Grow up. Grow you know, up. Or just, like, make the right quick. Yeah. Get in the turning lane because it's a 5-lane. And then, yeah, pull a U-turn. Who cares? And no one's going to pull you over. So it's just, you know, knock on wood. But I'm like, this is it. So that's one. Like, interior and exterior car detailing is not her forte. And I can't stand it because it's like point A to point B for her. And it's not something that you would, you know, really respect,
yep.
I guess, for lack of better terms. The second would be she's got everything in piles. So everything is an organized pile all around the house. Whereas with me, the house looks like no one lives in it on purpose. And then she even made a comment when we were getting ready for Ava's first birthday. She's like, but we live here. like, we live here, so there's going to be remnants of us living here, even though you're cleaning for a party. And I said, no, that's not true. We're ghosts. We float. We levitate over the floor. We don't leave prints. Like, that's not a thing. And then just simple stuff where if we're hosting, okay, there's no dishes out, dirty or clean. If they're clean and they're drying, just dry them and then put them away.
Right, sure.
So that it literally, like, there's no dishes out when people walk in the house.
So I got a question for
you. Nope, she can't do that.
So you...
Red flag. 15 yards, automatic first down.
So you knowingly admit, this is just turning into a therapy session.
That
so,
I'm an insane
yeah,
human being.
So this is, you knowingly admit that you're on the spectrum of flamboyancy going towards that other end, you know? So, like, you're talking like June?
Or the other, what end are we discussing?
Yeah, June. We're talking June now.
Okay.
So, does Colleen ever identify more manly because of those aspects?
There's moments, okay. Yeah, where she has to tap into her masculine, but that's fine because then there's other days.
Well, like I'm saying, like the piles of clothes, the dirty car, that generally, well, the dirty car is actually pretty women-like.
Yeah, and I
like,
can't stand
Women generally don't care about their car. They care more about their house.
Right.
But like piles and stuff like that, like there's always men who are like, I know exactly where my phone charger is, and there's like dirt everywhere. But as soon as you clean it up, then you lose sight of everything because you more relate to where...
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
If things are in the dirtiness, then not saying that Colleen's dirty or anything like that, but what I'm saying is, in those situations, does she feel like she resonates more with men as the same point that you feel like you resonate more with women?
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, no, okay. No, okay. It's she. Sometimes I'm a little emotional and I'm in my feels, and then she's got to be the masculine, you know, where she's like, suck it up, you know? And then there's other moments where I'm so desensitized that my rebuttal to whatever she's experiencing is not the right answer, which really occurred a lot when she was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, well, because I'm very solution-based and I'm very system-based. So when she asks a question, I'm immediately trying to solve her problem when that's not always what she wants. She really just wants me to be compassionate and empathetic. And I'm like, okay, you know, and like I struggle to find empathy because I just always resort back to like the Greatest Generation where he's like, you think that's hard? Like war's hard, you know,
right.
Like it's and that whole joke and rhetoric, but that's a real thing where it's like, this isn't a big deal. Like your feet hurt, put them up and move on.
Right.
You know, so it is what it is, but that's what I meant by the masculine, but no, she's got, What I mean by like piles everywhere is she'll have like the spare room. She has dirty, like clean clothes all over the bed. Instead of just folding them and putting them away, it's just like laid out. And then she just picks and chooses what she wants. I'm like, I absolutely not. Yeah. And then like her side of the bed versus my side of the bed. My side of the bed looks like no one lives there. It's very dress right dress, like militaristic in a sense. And then her side is like charging cords, heating pads, pillows, tissues, just like random stuff that happened last night. And I'm like, and then I go to clean it. Right. So then I grab the garbage can from the bathroom and I'm walking around and I'm picking up all the trash because I'm taking the trash out because garbage is the next morning. So I'm just going around picking everything up. And then she yells and she's like, don't clean that. And I'm like, what do you want me to do with it? And she's like, well, I'm going to do it. I'm like, when? And that's a conversation, yeah. You know? And then she's like, well, I was going to get to it. And I'm like, garbage is tomorrow. You had 2 days.
Right.
Like, I'm not living in this. You know, same thing with dishes. I'm not living in it. And then she's like, well, family lives here. I'm like, this is disgusting. So we're not.
Do you think that part of you comes from the military? Or do you think it comes from growing up?
Growing up,
can
100%.
You grab me the whiskey while you continue talking?
It was 100% from growing up. Okay. And it was really because there was an element of go clean your room as a punishment. But also, if there's things to do, like we hosted a lot.
And then you just hiked up your skirt and you're like, gladly, Mom.
It was a kilt because I'm still a boy. But yeah, so I essentially just laid it out like, hey, if you're going to ask me to do this anyways, I might as well just do it.
Okay.
And then we always hosted. So when we hosted parties, that was the same rhetoric. Like, no one can live here. Clean your room. Make your bed. Get it to a point that it's presentable for guests. And be a clean human being. Like, don't live in filth. So it was a chore. It was a chore to clean. Then because of all the problems in my childhood, right? Like, then it became almost like a stress relief and almost like a coping mechanism. So now if I'm feeling stressed, I just clean. And then I feel better because now I made progress and it's cleaner. And then because it's clean, I feel better. So now it's like this sick thing. So that's why I talk to my therapist. But it was, you know, so if I have anxiety or if I'm just aggravated, then I just clean. I'll just pick things up. I'll do laundry. I'll put clothes away. And it's just something that I do now.
So you had chores when you were younger?
100%.
Like scheduled chores?
Yeah.
Did they come with an allowance or did you not do allowances?
We barely got an allowance. Yeah. Every once in a while we would, but it was mainly just like it's a team.
Yeah.
Like we're a wolf pack. We're a cohesive unit. Like you're doing your bit.
I always found that interesting because a lot of people don't, but like my parents are divorced. My mom lived on a dead end street, which is where I grew up. My dad ended up moving out to an apartment and then moving to a subdivision that was a more affluent subdivision. We weren't rich by any means, but it was a middle class subdivision. All of my friends had chores that came with allowances, and I didn't. And I didn't even really want that as a kid. Like, I wanted money, but it was more of like, can I mow the lawn so when the ice cream truck comes, I can get an ice cream truck? It was more of like a
straight up whole truck.
Yeah, like, not the whole ice cream truck, guy included.
Yeah.
But like, it was, I wanted to mow the lawn so I can get a like cookies and cream popsicle. Like, that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
But so you didn't get money for your chores or anything like that?
No, and if I did, it was like $5. Or if I went to a friend's house and back in the day, Wilson Farms was open. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, hey, I'm going to his house. Can I just have $5 for a candy bar? And then we'll walk there, and then I have $5 to spend. And yeah. I'll understand the value of money, and like, I can't afford this, I can't afford this. And that's kind of how it was. It was never, sure. You know, oh, you did your weekly chores, here's your $5. Save it or whatever. There were times where it was a lesson, and the money came when they knew that I was working towards something, and it might have been a video game or it might have been something, but I would save my money that I would, and it really didn't come from allowances. It came from birthdays. It came from Christmas. It came from big events growing up. I would have money and it would be burning a hole in my pocket, and I'm like, I just want to go spend it on something. And then that's when they would teach me like, okay, you have X, like you're only allowed to do within your means. Like, and then when it's gone, it's gone. So if you spend it, that's it. Like, you don't have any more. And you learn that. That's how it was. It wasn't about, you know, every week I had $10.
Yeah.
That's not what it was.
Did you have friends, though, that did?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't really say they're friends. They were acquaintances that I knew that did, and they were in that neighborhood.
How did they turn out now versus you?
They make way more money than I do.
So,
and I don't know if that's just because of IQ. I don't know if that's because of affluent networking growing up that, you know, daddy helped them with. I don't, you know what I mean? But like, that's not
their allowance included, like social networking gatherings.
Yeah. You know, like, oh, we're going to go down to the Saturn Club and rub shoulders. Like, it's not, I didn't grow up like that.
So
I'm 100% going to be self-made.
The reason that I ask is like, Ava, are you going to have her do chores? Are you going to give her an allowance? Or like, what is...
Oh, no, there's no allowance.
No?
Not in my world.
Okay.
I haven't talked to Colleen about this, but no, not really. It's like, earn your keep. Like, we got acres to maintain. You know what I mean? Like, we can't...
Yeah.
No, this is the compound. Like, we're a family unit. Like, this is it. This is how we survive. So, like, yeah, you help stack wood. You help pick up sticks. We're going to burn that later so we can stay warm at night. Like, those old school life lessons. Mm-hmm. You know, let's go do some weeding. Let's understand landscaping.
Those people that made allowances when you were younger that you say make more money than you now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like they feel more entitled now?
Depends on the person.
Because I'm always interested, the whole getting paid to do stuff that you have to do if you were the man of the house. So like mowing the lawn, if you're a kid and you expect to get paid for that, but if you were your dad, you wouldn't be getting paid for that because that's a requirement. I feel like to me, based off of my experience with people that did get paid for doing stuff like that, they turned out to be more, I don't want to say like expecting of things in life or like wanting to be, I don't know, given things. Maybe that's the wrong term to use. But like if you were given money as a child doing something that your dad would have had to do for free, you are now in a position as an adult where you feel more entitled to get more for what you're worth. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So do you feel like that now looking at that with that lens with those people, it makes sense or no?
Yeah, depending on the person.
Okay.
There's also, I had a revelation too, where recently we drove up to Maine and I was sitting in the car driving. My beautiful bride fell asleep, which was fine. So I'm alone and I'm just drifting off, staying awake.
How far into the drive does she fall asleep? Is this a regular thing?
This specific trip.
Okay.
It was warranted because of Ava's sleep schedule getting weird. She was up later than I was. She knew I was driving. I was the one that went to bed early so that I can actually get us there. Like, it was just that scenario.
Because, side note, Gina, 5 minutes into any
ride, falls asleep.
She's gone.
Yeah.
So it's always me alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most times she'll take a nap, but it's never for more than, like, 2 hours, and then she'll wake up and, like, help out. And she always offers to drive, always. I will always say that. She always offers to drive, and I'm like, no. Like, even if I pull a muscle, I'm like, you're not driving. Because I'm not dealing with the mirrors. I'm not dealing with the seats. And I'm not dealing with, like, what if something happens and she's not as good of a driver?
Right.
Like, what if that scenario happens?
Because she's a woman, Harrison Bucker.
You know? Well, no. It's just, and I can only speak for our case, not for anybody else's, but for our case, I know for a fact I have more time behind the wheel and I have more training behind the wheel than she does. And I know that. So, and she doesn't even know what training I've gone through, but like, it's not, you know, it's nothing insane, but there's enough there where I fully understand what to do in case something happens. And that actually did happen on the way home where it was like a borderline heat shield was on the throughway and a semi passed it and lifted it. And I had to literally have like evasive driving measures to not kill us because the thing was going through our windshield.
Mm.
And I was in cruise control at 74. Like we were moving.
Yeah.
And she's dead of the world sleeping. And I'm literally just like, okay. And just respond. But I don't know. Kind of like you've been there. I've been there. We've drifted through winter where you're able to assess at a much faster rate where you're able to understand because you just have more situational awareness, like who's to my right, who's to my left, who's behind me, how much room do I have, and then if something pops off, where's my out?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not confident that she's always doing that, where my dad drove truck for years and he taught me how to drive. So yeah. I have that like innate insane behavior and habit in my head. So that actually saved us on the way home. No injuries, no nothing.
That's good.
Yeah, because I like, but I was aware, you know, like I wasn't playing on my phone or whatever else. So I was thinking, and I'm like, when you're asking about, you know, things that you're just supposed to do as a man, one of those things is like you drive on family vacations.
Sure.
And
dad always drives.
Dad always
drives. Mom always sleeps.
And dad never complains.
Yeah.
You know, and like if a tire explodes, then dad knows how to change the tire. Like it's just, and now I'm at that phase of life where that's a thing. Like it's me, the dog, the daughter, the wife, and me. And here we go. Happy go lucky going up to Maine.
That's so funny because don't you take pride in stereotypes like that though?
100 Yeah. And I'm probably some, you know, bigoted Republican racist for it. And I wouldn't change it for the world. Like this is it. Like I'm supposed to wake up at 3:30 instead of 4 when we're leaving and I'm supposed to pack the car, drink coffee miserably, you know, bury it, no one knows, and then bitch to myself, like, I can imagine if I slept in, you know, yeah. and then you get behind the wheel and you drive, you know, like, it's just, and then you get out, you pump gas, and you clean the goddamn windshield, and then you get back in, and your ass goes numb, like, that's part of it,
mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for it, you know, this is like the first, this upcoming trip is the first time where it's like the whole shit and caboodle is going up for an 8-hour road trip. You know?
Sam too?
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. So it's just, and it's really cool too because her mom will be there. So it's literally three generations playing in that mm-hmm. same location. Like it's just, it's going to be really, really cool. Because
Ava didn't go this past time, right?
No, she's never been there.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's never been there. So this is going to be a, you know, kind of like a Hallmark, you know, American dream, you know, white picket fence. Yeah. Ranch house with a lab moment. So I'm excited for it. But yeah, it's just kind of one of those things. Where are you at?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Are you on the same page with like allowance and then like, what are you going to do with your daughter?
She's got to be born first. That's her first task is an adult.
Correct.
But yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. Like no allowance. It's just like we're all part of the team, and I genuinely do feel like, based off of my experience, that having tasks assigned to you at a young age without the gratification of money builds you to be a more productive person that doesn't expect things from them. Because if you are tasked to do something that your parents would have to do regardless without getting paid, then you're a contributor to the family instead of an employee of the family, which I never understood. Like, sure, I'll put money away for your college fund or whatever for that, but like, you don't got to know that now. Like, you're not an employee of the family. You're part of the family. So I'm not paying you to mow the lawn. Just go mow the frickin' lawn. Like, do it. So I think that builds a different character than me giving you $10 a week just to clean your room. Like, that just, it teaches them responsible money habits. It's like, no, it doesn't. Now they can buy Adderall in eighth grade. Like, I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah. There's pros and cons to both. I don't think that that's who we are. I think that we're just going to have a different approach to it, which is also completely fine. The other element, too, is me personally, this might go back to that, where I've never got an allowance or whatever. I've never once professionally asked for a raise.
Oh, maybe we should dive into that in therapy.
Well, I just work, you know, like it's never necessarily helped people asking for a raise. Really, you know, like it really hasn't. There's moments where it's a time and a place in an employee matter where like, and it's relative and it's case by case. General broad stroke, though, it really doesn't help.
Yeah.
Like, it really doesn't help you. It makes you look like an ass.
Yeah.
And it's also difficult because if it's not this massive Fortune 500 company or, you know, whatever the case, and it's a family ran business, and you're asking for a raise, you're really asking your boss to quantify your value as an employee in that cog.
Yeah, no,
and
that's fair.
Never necessarily works. Just work.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievably hard, and then it'll just work out for you, and then you'll just get different opportunities, better opportunities, or whatever the case. Yeah. Like, or eventually you'll get paid what you're worth if you're there long enough. Like, I just don't, I've never been that person. But again, and I always make a joke out of it where, you know, if I get a raise or whatever after a couple of years or whatever the case, I've always been the employee that has made a joke about, like, dude, I'm Irish. Like, yeah. I don't care about money. My people built the Erie Canal for whiskey.
Right.
Like, it really doesn't, yeah. Like, I don't care. Like,
give me a good bottle.
Yeah. Like, if that's where you think I'm at, like, all right, yeah. I understand. And, like, let's just make this better.
Right.
Whatever it is. You know, I just hate that.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of that goes back to, I never asked my parents for $4 because I cut the grass. Like, it was just something you had to do. So you just go do it.
Yeah.
And then you understand you're going to be doing work outside of your job title. And that whole thing really drives me nuts, where it's like, well, that's not my job description. Like, what are you, union?
Right, yeah.
Like, shut up, dude.
Well, that goes back to the whole entitled thing. It's like, oh, if you're going to pay me $3 to mow the lawn, well, now you got to pay me $1 to clean my room. It's like, no, dude, just do what you need to do. Just be a human.
Yeah, that's honestly what makes me want to put my fist through a wall. Like, that selfish mentality, it's like, well, there's no money in that. It's like, okay, go find a job that is then.
Or
like,
I love the term, that's above my pay grade. It's like, cool. Great talk, dude. Sick.
Yeah. Yeah. That works in the government. That doesn't work privately. Like, right. Okay.
Even in like you work for a family-owned business.
Yeah.
I work for a corporation. Even in my world, it's like, okay, sweet, it's above your pay grade. Well, then talk to somebody and then collaborate. It's just like, oh, it's above my pay grade, so I'm not going to touch it. It's like, just shut up.
Yeah.
Whatever. I think some people at work watch this, so whatever.
But still in all, like, relinquishing responsibility for something that technically is something you could have done to just help the entire process be smoother, like, now you're just an ass. And I'll say it.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
How many cameras are you going to point at? There's only three in here.
Well, that one's way over there. Point all the cameras.
Let's wrap this up. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to today's episode. I mean, we had a good discussion today about red flags and about allowances and stuff like that. Like, this is a good conversation.
Being gay.
Hell yeah. Pride Month. What's up? Women still belong in the kitchen, Harrison Butker, right? All right. So anyway, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you have a topic that you want us to talk about in a future weekly episode, let us know. Go join our crew over at patreon.com/BuffaloHappyHour. That's where you can hear about some of our conversations that we're having. Be a little bit more conversational with your boys here, and you can talk to us directly and also suggest some items for either our whiskey reviews, special interviews, or our weekly episode topics. We do still recommend, whether you're part of the Patreon crew or not, that you still always drink responsibly, be a good person. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.